Live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University, it is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shut fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? That's right. You know what time it is. It is Friday, or as I like to say, Fri-yay, February 15th, 2019. It is the day after Valentine's Day. I really hope you guys had a great love day. And I don't know if this is like becoming a thing now every single year. I've seen it now for the past 2 years. I guess the day after Valentine's Day. So every February 15th is National I'm Sorry Day for those who may have forgotten to get that special someone in their life. A present or some flowers, chocolates. If you forgot, today is National I'm Sorry Day. So I'm sure there's a few cats out there who are trying to make it up to their loved one. Have you ever heard of that? We got Connor Mathis behind the glass. National I'm Sorry Day. Because I've been seeing that float around social media on February 15th the last 2 years. Now, Connor, is that a thing? Did you know about that?
No, I didn't know about it.
You didn't know about that.
It seems like a group of people got together and like, you know.
Exactly.
It seems kind of like for the common good.
Right. It's a made-up holiday because of social media, I think. Social media is become so big nowadays, right? And it's a way for people to make up messing up on Valentine's Day. So, happy I'm Sorry Day. All right, folks, it's Friday. And as you guys know, each and every Friday, you know, we love to take a look at what exactly happened on this week in current sports. We will have an interesting Reflection Friday for you all because there were some really hot-button topics that came across the current sports rundown that we dove into. Yesterday was a really hot show filled with some discussion on the NCAA and some policies that I believe need to be changed in light of the just ridiculous 137 violations that were found by the NCAA placed on Saginaw Valley State University. So that was an interesting topic. We also debated whether or not the Big Ten is overrated. Connor, I know you wanted to hop in on that conversation. I don't know if I have anything left in the tank after that one. You know, when I get going, man, I just throw it all out there. And I get emotional. It was an emotional current sports yesterday. But we can revisit that.
Was it Jack on the mic? Was that why I was emotional?
Jack was with me.
Oh, okay.
Jack understood. So we you know, I was more so hot when it came to some of the national pundits out there who are so big on the Big Ten Conference. So it was an interesting conversation. We can revisit that for Reflection Friday later on this hour. We'll get to that. Also, I do want to give you guys an update on the Miles Bridges and Dan Dockage beef. Dan Dockage is a color analyst in the world of college basketball for ESPN. And it's been a well-documented rift between Miles Bridges and Dan Dockage, more so on the side of Dan Dockage. Miles Bridges, former Michigan State forward great, who's now in his rookie season with the Charlotte Hornets, Michael Jordan's team. Miles Bridges, you know, he didn't feed into it. He didn't, you know, when he was asked about Dockage and his criticism, he chose not to comment. But there was something that happened this week where Miles just really couldn't hold his tongue. Or I should say he really couldn't hold back his Twitter fingers. All right. I'll explain in just a moment. We will also preview Sunday afternoon's nationally televised game on CBS between the Michigan State men's basketball team taking on Ohio State. Can the Spartans continue to ride the streak and push it to three straight wins? We'll answer that. And we'll also briefly touch on some Michigan State football as ESPN's FPI ratings have come out. And I think you may be surprised as to how high the 2019 MSU football team sits on that ranking, all right? And it's also Friday, and we invite Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis to rock the mic. He will give you another tip that you can use both in the gym and, of course, in the kitchen. You do not want to miss that, folks. Trust me, should be a fun one. That and so much more. If you would like to be a part of the hour, you know, you can pick up that phone and dial 517-355-WKAR. Again, that's 517-355-9527. Go to our Facebook page, the new look Facebook page, live stream for current sports at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also join the conversation on Twitter. Tweet the show at WKAR News, or you can tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. So as you see, multiple ways in which you can let your voice be heard. You know what's next? Here are your current sports quick hit headliners. A tough outing for the Michigan State women's basketball team last night as the Spartan women fell to Wisconsin 79-62. The final as MSU struggles on the road continue. Shea Colley recorded 24 points on 6 of 15 shooting, grabbed 9 rebounds in the loss. MSU is now 1-6 on the road in Big Ten play this year. And MSU will next be at Nebraska come this Sunday. So really shocking stuff because Michigan State had just come off a really impressive win not too long ago. Just unfortunate. I don't know what it is about Susie Merchant's team on the road this season. They have not lost at the Breslin Center, but that one was kind of shocking against Wisconsin because, frankly, Wisconsin just isn't that good of a Big Ten team. But again, 79-62, the final. Prior to that at the Breslin Center, that was a 77-61 win in favor of Michigan State. Again, at the Breslin, in the friendly confines of the Breslin Center. So we'll see what happens at Nebraska come this Sunday. That will be a 4 p.m. tip time. All right, Michigan State men's basketball will play host to Ohio State on Sunday at 1 p.m. Again, you can catch that game on CBS if you are not attending, if you don't have a ticket. MSU currently tied for the top spot in the Big Ten standings with Michigan, while Ohio State is sitting 4 games behind the two schools. Ohio State actually sitting at 500 in the Big Ten conference. And again, Michigan State really being gifted. You know, now, again, I have to preface the word gifted by saying Michigan State had to earn it because they had to get that win at Wisconsin. But they were gifted that tie atop the Big Ten standings because Michigan ended up losing to Big Ten bottom feeder Penn State. And also, how about Purdue falling to Maryland on that same day? So, all right, speaking of Maryland men's basketball, they will try to get out of, continue, I should say, the surge of that win over Purdue, taking on the University of Michigan. Yeah, Michigan will play host to Maryland at 12 noon. This will not be an easy game at all for the Wolverines. If the Terps win tomorrow, they could be in the discussion for a Big Ten title as well. So again, that will be a noon tip time. You can catch that one on Fox. The Michigan State hockey team will host Penn State tonight and tomorrow. Both games, puck drop scheduled for 7 p.m. This is potentially MSU's last home game if they can climb to the top half of the Big Ten standings with these last couple of games. We will certainly find out. and the Michigan State baseball team. Can you believe that baseball is now officially underway? Crazy stuff. MSU baseball beginning its 135th season of baseball tonight at 7:30 p.m. in NOLA, New Orleans. MSU will play a three-game series against UNO, the Privateers. So we'll keep you updated on Monday with a full recap on that weekend series. All right, and Penn State Wrestling will host Michigan State in their last Friday night match of the season. That match will take place tonight at 7 p.m. Penn State is currently ranked number one in the nation. Shifting gears now to the Winged Wheel. The Detroit Red Wings won 3-2 against the Ottawa Senators as Jimmy Howard records 40 saves in his 500th career win. Andreas Anthonisiou, he scored the first two goals for the Wings, and Franz Nielsen broke the 2-2 tie to give the Wings a win. The Wings will next play in Philly against the Flyers tomorrow at 1 p.m. And I love this weekend because it's a celebration of the best basketball players on planet Earth in a very relaxed environment. It's always fun to watch the NBA All-Star Weekend. Some familiar faces will be making their debut in the All-Star festivities this weekend. How about this? Former MSU basketball star Jaren Jackson Jr., who went one and done here in East Lansing. And also Miles Bridges, who went two and done here for the Michigan State men's basketball squad. Both Jaren Jackson Jr. and Miles Bridges will each be participating in All-Star Weekend, with Jackson in the Rising Stars Challenge and Bridges participating on the Saturday Slate Dunk Contest. That should be fun. A quick update when it comes to the schedule. So today, this morning actually, was the Rising Stars practice. At 5 p.m., the Hall of Fame announcement will be made, so we'll know who are the new names, the new players, and probably a few coaches also who will be inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame or Basketball Hall of Fame. At 7 p.m. is the All-Star Celebrity Game. I'm not sure who will be playing in that. We'll probably get that roster to you later on this hour. Connor just chimes in my ear and says Quavo. I don't know if my listeners are that hip. Connor, I don't know if they know who Quavo is. Quavo from the rap group Migos, and the guy who plays Luke Cage in the Netflix series. Can you give me a full roster on that, Connor? We'll bring that to our listeners later on this hour. But the Celebrity Game at 7 p.m., no, they did not ask Al Martin. Al Jordan will not be making an appearance in Charlotte tonight, unfortunately. And then at 9 p.m., you have the Rising Stars Game, in which, again, you can catch Jaren Jackson Jr. participating in. On Saturday, you have the Media Day All-Star Practice taking place at 9:30 a.m., and then you have the Saturday slate of the All-Star festivities when it comes to the different challenges like the three-point contest, the skills challenge, and, of course, culminating with the dunk contest. That all begins at 8 p.m. on Saturday. For me, Saturday is my favorite day of the All-Star weekend just because, you know, it's just really cool to see these guys compete in something other than just the game of basketball, right? I mean, shooting three-pointers and going through an obstacle course and then, of course, the slam dunk competition, which, you know, it's been hit or miss these last, like, 5 years. Some years it's been like, oh, my gosh, this is fantastic. And other years it's like, well, we've seen that dunk before. Oh, yeah, I've seen that dunk before. Oh, I saw that one as well. So we'll see what happens. But I think all of Spartan Nation will for sure be rooting for Miles Bridges. I really hope he pulls that out. I wonder what the odds are for that. Can we look at what the odds are to win the slam dunk contest as well, Connor? We'll also get that to you. So, again, NBA All-Star Weekend officially underway in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm incredibly jealous of my brother. By the way, happy birthday, big bro. My brother Maurice, it's his birthday today, and he will be celebrating by taking in the NBA All-Star Weekend out in Charlotte. His flight was this morning. So have fun for me, bro. I'm there in spirit. All right. All right. That does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Again, if you want to join the hour, 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Again, check out the New Look Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News. And you can also tweet the hour at WKAR News. or tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR.
I got to be honest with you. I was kind of getting upset at the chance of Dawkage until I got in the locker room and I asked, what was that all about? And somebody read me his tweets. The social media. And if I would have known that before the game, I would embarrass myself almost as much as he embarrassed himself. And I would have led the chance, because calling us whiners and that is kind of unprofessional. Classy broadcasters like George Blah and everybody else wouldn't even think to do something like that on TV. But saying our students couldn't get in there, and he's doing games for Michigan when his son's there, that is a disappointment, and that is ridiculous. And I think it's funny because I got no respect for him for that. And I'm going to publicly say it. You can tweet it. You can read it. You can do whatever you want with it. But Twitter got him in trouble, and he earned it. And I'm surprised ESPN would let somebody say something like that that works for him. So that's off my chest now. Another one for Twitter. You know? I'm another one for Twitter. But Danny owes our fans and our students an apology. And I probably won't get it. But, you know, I've always gotten along with Dan. But as you know, seems like this year a lot of people have been mad at me. But I would have loved to get in that his zone and join those chants if I was on Twitter. Thank God I'm not. Thank God some of my friends are. So there's the commercial today, and now we'll get back to the game.
Okay, we all remember that legendary presser from Tom Izzo, right? And I kid you not, I had to double check when that press conference took place. And I kid you not, it was exactly a year ago today, February 15th, which is today, February 15th. But February 15th of, I'm getting my years mixed up. That was 2 years ago then. Time is flying by, Connor. Time needs to pump the brakes. I was about to say February 15th of 2018, but it was actually of 2017 when Tom Izzo made those comments, when Tom Izzo held that press conference. So 2 years ago to the day, February 15th of 2017, is when Tom Izzo took the podium. And, you know, he kind of takes you through there. You just heard what he had to say. And it was during a game, and the Izzone begins to chant, "We hate Dawkage," referring to ESPN color commentator Dan Dawkage, who is always critical of Michigan State. But in particular, he was very critical of Miles Bridges during his time here at MSU. And you know, he called him overrated. You know, he didn't think that he would go on to be a great pro. So I think the tweet that really got under Izzo's skin, though, because, again, Tom Izzo isn't on Twitter. He hates, as he calls it, the social media. He hates social media. He's not on Twitter. He doesn't read tweets. So he was a bit puzzled as to when the Izzo began to chant, "We hate Dawkage." I mean, he kind of had to turn to his coaching staff and ask, I mean, what are they talking about? Why are they upset, you know, at Dan? So his coaching staff showed him the tweets, and one of those tweets was just a low blow. It just, you know, if you are a quote-unquote journalist or broadcaster and you're doing games for the worldwide leader where you are supposed to be, you know, non-biased. Dan Dockett's responding to somebody on Twitter saying that, you know, well, this is what this person said. At loading underscore AI is this Twitter handle. This person said, by the name of Aiden, said, at Dan Dockett, you have 128,000 followers and almost no likes on your tweets. That's pitiful, if I do say so myself. And then Dan Dockett responds to at loading underscore AI on February 8th of 2017 at 5:24 p.m. Dan Dockett responds to that tweet saying, quote, you crazy? Sparty not only whines, but now just dumb. Couldn't get into U of M? Question mark. Question mark. Yeah, you can imagine why that would not only set off Spartan Nation, but of course, head coach Tom Izzo. Tom Izzo was totally in the right to go at Dan Dockett the way that he did on February 15th of 2017, because that's just a low blow. You know, that's an insult to the intelligence of anyone who attended Michigan State University or any student who currently attends Michigan State University. So I don't know if Dan ever issued an apology. I don't know if ESPN ever put out a statement. I don't recall that. And if he did, it was just because he was forced to. You know, Izzo calling him out publicly and the worldwide leader basically saying, look, you got to say something about this, Dan. You can't say that. So that's where that snippet comes from. But I have an update for you guys. Again, I noted how Dan Dockett, on yesterday's Current Sports, I noted how Dan Dockett is always critical of MSU. And there was a moment, there have been a few moments, actually, during the broadcast where he does bring up Miles Bridges and how Bridges is performing in his eyes. So this week, Dan Dockett, he decides to tweet yet again. And he actually tweeted like the box score of a recent Charlotte Hornets game. And again, that's who Miles Bridges plays for now. He plays for the Michael Jordan-owned Hornets. And also, I want to say this, too. It's not just Bridges here, but he also has criticized players like Frank the Tank Kaminsky when Frank was at Wisconsin. You know, Dan historically would just go at Frank and say he's not going to be a great pro and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, Dan Dockett, he took a screenshot of the Charlotte Hornets and Indiana Pacers game like 3 days ago on February 12th. And he screenshotted the box score that shows the entire roster of the Hornets in point totals and rebound totals and so on and so forth. And on there is, of course, included Miles Bridges and Frank Kaminsky, who are now teammates on the Hornets. Miles Bridges, you know, he played 11 minutes, 3 points, one assist. Kaminsky, Frank the Tank, 0 points, zero assists, and two rebounds in 4 minutes of play. So Dan Dockett puts this screenshot out with the comment above the screenshot, quote, hard being right so often, dot, dot, dot. I think we know what Dan Dockett is alluding to, right? So this got under the skin of Frank Kaminsky so much that he went right at at Dan Dockett on Twitter. You know, the PR guys, sports information guys at Wisconsin no longer are holding Miles and Frank back. So they, you know, you can say whatever you want on Twitter, you know. It's Twitter. Frank says, quote, hey, Dan, I'm just here to remind you that it's 2019 and cyberbullying is no longer cool. I'm such a good person that I feel like I needed to remind you. Again, great person to do such a thing. Hashtag cyberbullying isn't cool. So Frank tweets at Dan that. I think it's justified. So Miles Bridges sees it, and Miles decides to join the fun. Miles, he quotes Frank the Tank's tweet and then adds his own flair to it saying, quote, especially when you are a 40-year-old moron. And then it goes on. It doesn't stop there, folks. People were quick to point out that Dan Dockage, he isn't 40 years old. So Miles didn't know that. Dan is actually 56 years old. And then, you know, people on Twitterverse were pointing that out. So Miles responds and says, 50? And he gives, like, the shocked face emoji. 50? LOL, even worse. So, yeah. So earlier in the night, Kaminsky, again, he sent out a tweet about the commentary. So I didn't see this. I had to do some further research. Earlier in the night, Frank sent out a tweet about the commentators on the call for Tuesday night's Michigan State and Wisconsin game. And Frank says, quote, I love that the mute feature is available on every standard high-definition television. So Miles sees this tweet from his teammate and says, bro, I instantly muted it. So, you know, this is comical in a variety of ways. And, you know, we have had this conversation here on Current Sports concerning Dan Dockage. I'm not a fan of Dan Dockage. I think that Dan Dockage has a lot of potential. You know, when I see him actually doing his job and not making the job all about him, because, if you just listen to Dan Dockage, he's constantly, you know, tooting his own horn, saying, I, all the time. You know, I sent Tom Izzo a text. I think that, you know, this team is just, there's so many I's throughout a Dan Dockage broadcast. It's crazy. He does not just stick to just giving you his analytical take on what exactly is happening on a basketball court. And for that reason, I'm not a huge fan of him. I think that Dan Dockage is a bit of an ESPN superstar wannabe. He wants to be the college basketball version of Stephen A. Smith or Max Kellerman, giving these hot takes and going viral. You know, he embraces it. He loves that kind of stuff, I think. But I don't think it's entertaining to a certain degree. Because when you are constantly wrong, I mean, we're talking about Miles Bridges. Just looking at Miles Bridges' career here at Michigan State, I mean, this guy was a first-team All-Big Ten selection. He was a second-team All-Big Ten selection in 2017, first-team in 2018, Big Ten Freshman of the Year in 2017. He made the Big Ten All-Freshman team, obviously, in 2017 as well. McDonald's All-American, consensus second-team All-American in his final year here at Michigan State. And when it comes to his NBA career, again, he's just in his freshman campaign in the National Basketball Association. Rare do you see a rookie just go off unless he's like Luka Doncic, right? And it's just that gifted, you know. But Miles Bridges is getting consistent minutes. He's playing 19 minutes per game, averaging 7 points per game. Again, not eye-popping stuff, but the fact that he's playing that much shows you that he can run with these cats in the NBA. And he has been selected to participate in the slam dunk competition, which I think says a lot about, you know, his prowess in the NBA. He's very young. He's just getting his feet wet. Dan Dockage doesn't know what he's talking about. And again, this is just the world we live in nowadays, right? Some cats just give hot takes so that their respective tweets, their social media presence grows. It becomes buzzworthy, and they are on the lips of people. Oh, I guess just like right now here on WKAR's Current Sports. So I guess it's working to a degree. But I wanted to bring this up because we have not seen Miles Bridges take a direct jab at Dan Dockage like this. We haven't seen it. I mean, when Miles has been asked about Dan, he's decided to not comment and says, look, I'm not even going to comment on that. Next question, basically. This is the first time when we've seen Miles just saying, skip all that. I'm going directly at you. So Dan Dockage for you, folks, just incredibly petty. And I think that Dan isn't just hated within Michigan State, within the Michigan State fan base. But, you know, I've heard that Indiana fans don't like him. Wisconsin fans certainly don't. And it certainly gets a bit irritating listening to him. I think he has a lot of potential, though. I think when Dan actually is doing his job, he gives you great game breakdowns. I like when he goes on the court for those demonstrations about what's happening in the game. You can learn a little bit about the game from Dan when he's not talking about Dan. So there you have that. But props to Miles Bridges, man. I think that was long overdue. Every once in a while, Connor, you just got to say, I'm just going to put my character to the side just a little bit. I'm not going to go crazy, but I'm going to take a subtle jab at you, because if I don't stand up for myself right now, this is going to eat at me. I think every once in a while you got to do something like this. And I don't think it was, you know, oh my gosh, appalling what Miles Bridges did. It was a little jab at Dan Dockage, because Dan just keeps on poking the bear, and eventually you're going to get bit, and he got bit here. Anything on this, Connor?
I thought it was funny.
Hilarious.
Funny thing was, on Wednesday night, I didn't even I'll say that my ESPN was not working well, so I had to listen to the Spanish broadcast instead of the regular one. And when I heard Dan Dockage on the regular one, I didn't feel bad. I felt it was a good experience listening to the Spanish broadcast. Might do it more often when Dan's calling a game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. I don't understand how he just stays on ESPN. I thought they would have maybe replaced him or went in a different direction when he called out Michigan State that way. I mean, couldn't get into U of M? That's beyond basketball. That's beyond sports. That's insulting somebody's intelligence. That's insulting an entire university's intelligence. So there you have that. Dan Dockage, folks. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll give you my thoughts on what Michigan State must do in order to come out with a win over Ohio State on Sunday afternoon at the Breslin Center. I'll also give you some thoughts on Michigan State football being ranked number 14 in ESPN's FPI poll. That and more. You are listening to WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Just two stories I want to update you guys on. The New Orleans Pelicans fired general manager Dell Demps after the Anthony Davis fallout. So there's that. And also a quick update on what is taking place at the Genesis Open, in which Tiger Woods has really struggled. I didn't know that's the tournament that Tiger has played the most without a win, believe that or not. 11 times he has played in the Genesis Open, 11 times, and has not won. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Tiger just can't hit the greens off the tee at the Genesis Open. You know, I think he has something like a 44% clip off the tee when trying to hit the green. So right now, Jordan Spieth leading the pack. He finished with a round one score of 64. That is good for 7 under, folks. Then you have like a three-way tie for second. Patrick Rogers, Tony Finau, Kramer, Hickok, all at 5 under, shooting a 66. And as I'm scrolling here, when it comes to Tiger Woods, the last update I heard about Tiger was that he was plus one through four. And right now he's actually plus two through eight. So not great so far. Still a lot of golf left for Tiger Woods to play. Quick update, Connor Mathis, behind the glass. An update on the celebrity game rosters. What do those rosters look like for tonight? And also, you'll give us the odds of who is favored to win the slam dunk competition on Saturday.
All right, so let's start off with the dunk contest odds. Dennis Smith Jr. is the favorite. He's plus 200. And then we have John Collins and Miles Bridges are both tied at plus 225. And then we have, I believe it's Cheick Diallo at plus 400. So
Smith Jr. is the favorite.
Yeah,
the favorite to win there.
Yeah.
And then you have Bridges and Collins at second. Okay.
And then for the All-Star.
And you're just giving some of the big names.
Yeah, I'll give you the highlights. I'm going to give you the highlights here.
Yeah.
So you got Mike Coulter, who's Luke Cage, who plays Luke Cage.
They canceled that on Netflix, by the way, which I'm a bit sour about.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yep.
And then you got Chris Daughtry.
Chris Daughtry,
yep. Dr. Oz.
What?
Dr. Oz. I didn't know he could hoop, but apparently Dr. Oz is giving it a go.
That is hilarious. Dr. Oz is going to be playing in the celebrity game.
Yeah. Steve, wow. NFL Steve Smith. So.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha.
Aja Wilson, the WNBA Rookie of the Year.
Right.
Jay Williams, the college basketball analyst.
Mm-hmm.
Big one for 2K fans out there. Ronnie 2K will be playing on the same team as Ray Allen.
Who in the world? And I have 2K. I play it all the time. Who is Ronnie?
Ronnie, he's mostly the marketing guy, but like in the game, if you ever watch like 2K TV, he's the guy giving tutorials and things like that.
Okay.
Gotcha. He's also kind of like their unofficial like customer service.
Interesting.
On Twitter.
Didn't know who to do was.
Yeah, okay. And you know, I think he has something to do with ratings as well. But then, like I said, Ray Allen. Not fair. Ray Allen is in this game. Okay. That's going to be rough. And then you have the co-owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Mark Larcy. And then, as we said earlier, Quavo is making a comeback again this year.
He is the favorite to win the MVP of this game tonight, I saw. Quavo. And I know he's played in it before, and I think he may have won before. So there you have that. All right. Let's go to our phone lines. We do have our dear friend. We haven't heard from this brother in quite some time. Mike from Saginaw. Hope all is well. You are on Current Sports.
Thank you very much, man. It's good to hear from you, man.
Definitely, definitely. Happy late Valentine's Day now.
Oh, great. Yes, indeed, man. Let me, before I, did you see the guy from Murray State? What is his name? Jay Morant?
Jay Morant from the you talking about the guard from Murray State? Yeah. What about him?
You see him last night?
I did not see him last night. What did he do?
You should have saw him. I just watched the first half of the game, man. Whatever they say about him, he is real. He's the real deal, man.
Right.
He really is.
I've been hearing a lot about him. He was actually on a national show. I want to say 3 days ago. I believe Jim Rome had him on the show, and he seems like a really intelligent dude too. But he can ball.
He can ball, man. He straight up can ball, man. Definitely. I just couldn't believe that he only had a couple scholarships offers out of high school, man. You know, he's going to be in the lottery, man. He's going to be in the top five, believe it or not.
Right. I'm telling you, he's very impressive, a very impressive player.
But I was going to ask you before I ask you about Michigan State, what you think about the Grammys straight offhand?
Well, you know, I gave my thoughts about the Grammys on Tuesday, actually. I thought it was a solid show. It was entertaining. But you know, I feel like a lot of the big-name superstars out there in the world of music are kind of seeing – they're seeing what the Grammys are all about. It's really a popularity contest. The best artists and the best projects don't always win. I gave my thoughts on Cardi B's Invasion of Privacy winning Best Rap Album. I thought that it could have went to you could have given it to – oh, my gosh, why am I going blank on it? Mac Miller was one of the nominees. Right. Also, was it Dakota or Daytona? Daytona was one of the projects from Pusha T. That was an amazing project. So, Cardi, don't get me wrong. I mean, she had that was a heck of an album, but I thought it could have went to somebody else.
See, because you'd have got really in more in the rap, man.
Yeah, Nipsey Hussle was also in that category. Nipsey Hussle's project, I'm still listening to that album, so... A good album from Cardi, just when you compare it to guys like Pusha T and Nipsey and Mac, when you listen to those projects, I mean, Swimming's Mac Miller, too. I mean, my gosh, that was brilliant. So neither here nor there. I think a lot of – and I thought Alicia Keys did a great job hosting as well. She brought a lot of class to the joint. So overall, it was a solid show, though.
All right, then. I'm going to ask you about basketball. Do you think Cassius Winston is wearing down a little bit because he's playing a lot of minutes? And I know when Foster Lawyer goes in the game and everything, it seems like he comes in and out of the game so fast that Cassius has to go back in there. What's your take on that?
I don't believe that Cassius has worn down, and I'll put at the end of this, yet. Yeah. I think that with the amount of minutes he's playing, now it was encouraging when Cassius, it was bittersweet because when Cassius got those two early fouls against Minnesota, Mike, we did see Foster Lawyer come in, and I think he played something like 11 minutes. That's the most he's played all year. Yeah. And again, he didn't light up the scoreboard. He didn't dish out a ton of assists, but he came in and ran the offense. He was a great game manager, right? Yeah. But against a team on the road like Wisconsin, I mean, he only played, I believe, like 1 minute. And I think you needed to have Cassius Winston in because that game was so close. Wisconsin is such a dangerous team at the Kohl's Center, you had to have Cassius Winston running the show. You could not play Foster the amount of minutes that he played against a lowly Minnesota team. So I'm worried, though. This is a big concern, and one of the big reasons why I don't believe that Michigan State is going to go deep in March, because I don't know how much Cassius Winston is going to have left in the tank. If he still is playing the amount of minutes that he's playing and still as efficient as he is when the big dance begins, the NCAA tournament begins, wow, that brother, all props to him. I'd love to talk to the trainers out there. You know what I mean?
But that is
a big worry for me, because this team will go as far as Cassius Winston takes them. He is the straw that stirs the drink. He is the quarterback of this squad. This team goes nowhere without him. So we'll see, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Hey, here's one more question. I'll let you go on.
Okay.
Yeah, I see. I was watching the game on Fox Saturday when Utah came back from 23 points to beat UCLA. Then Duke did it the other night to
Louisville.
Mm-hmm. And I just want to know, you watch enough college basketball. I know they have runs and everything, but what about teams that can get down so in the game? I know Michigan State did that to Northwestern. I don't know if you remember that, or you remember mm-hmm. how Michigan State was, Northwestern was just throwing everything in the basket and making it, then all of a sudden Michigan State came all the way back.
Just look at the UCLA game earlier this year with Michigan State. You know, basketball is a game of runs.
Yeah.
And what ultimately separates those who pull out those games that are close and where both teams are having these different runs is how well can you keep poised and lock down defensively. You cannot panic, because every team is going to make runs in college basketball. There's so much, and you hear this buzzword a lot in college hoops, right? There's so much parity in college hoops, and it's all about matchups. Teams are going to make runs, but how quickly can you rebound and not panic? That's the big question. We've yet to see. It's still a lot of basketball left to play, Mike. But, Mike, we got to keep it pushing.
All right, Dan. I appreciate that, man. Thanks for – I want to hear your voice, man, so I'm going to keep listening to you on the radio.
You got it. Thank you so much. Mike from Saginaw, one of my favorite callers. All right, let's hit our final break. When we come back, we will have Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis coming right your way. That and more. Don't touch that dial. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports Counter. You've got one correction. You got the Diallo brother wrong that's participating in the dunk contest on Saturday. I didn't know, had no idea there were two Diallos in the NBA. Which Diallo brother is competing on Saturday?
It's Hamidou Diallo.
Hamidou Diallo. His brother is Cech Diallo.
Cech.
Okay. I had no idea.
So, yeah.
No clue.
I mean, tough to get them same name.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing. That, you know what that says? That says a lot about where the dunk contest is today. The superstars don't want to do it. We wouldn't be messing up names and, oh, he's the brother of this guy, if the superstars would just compete in the thing. I would never understand. Why hasn't LeBron James manned up and competed in the dunk contest?
I think that's going to be his farewell tour. I really think that LeBron.
You think he's going to compete at the age of 40 something?
I think his last year he's going to do the dunk contest. I really do.
If he didn't do it his rookie to, you know, fifth or sixth year in the NBA, he's not going to do it when he's old and gray and ready to throw up the deuces.
Hey, but hey, don't diss the D-leaguers. James White was personally one of my favorite dunk contests. I rocked with James White in 2K after that for about 2 years.
How old was James
White? Dude, James White was like, I don't even know how old he was. He was like an upper level.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I highly doubt. LeBron James is so anal about his legacy and winning, and, you know, he doesn't want to compete in anything that he believes that he can't win. Don't even get me started on that rant. Let me woo side out. Let me, because I've been getting on LeBron about this for a long time. We'll never
KD in
we'll
it.
We'll never see no Kevin Durant. They don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it.
They don't have a competitive bone in their spirit. They just want to link up and just and win championships. I don't want to compete against you. I want to link up with you and win rings.
I don't know. I think it's something to say, though, about
it's
like
a different culture. It's a different era today, and it's just so it turns me off sometimes.
Yeah, letting lower players get the one spotlight. I mean, how many times is a guy for dunking? I mean,
Jordan, the GOAT, did it.
Yeah.
Dominique Wilkins. I could go on and on and on with the greats that competed in the dunk contest because they wanted to compete. It was personal to them. They wanted to compete in anything, whether it was a game of goldfish or the NBA dunk contest. So, all right. Woosah. Let's get to our guest. To close out each and every Friday edition of WKAR's Current Sports, you know him. He is our brother from another mother here on WKAR's Current Sports, and he is ready to hit you with another edition of Fit Fridays. It's time for Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training founder Johnny Lewis.
And we just want to pop
you off. Royce, it's sweating time.
That was the pre-warmer to get you ready for the warmer, to get you ready for the pre-workout, followed by the workout, which precedes the post-workout. Then we're going into a little 60-minute warm down.
Okay, the first exercise I'm going to show you is what we call the bench press,
a basic exercise that every beginner should do no matter what sport you're in.
But don't look for an easy way out. Nobody wants to work hard these days. Everybody wants the easy way, the 20-minute ab, the 10-minute this, 10-minute that. Earn it.
All right. You hear the instrumental. That's also a little, speaking of Nipsey Hussle, right? Kind of, that's a little Nipsey Hussle from his new album right there. Johnny Lewis now joins us for another edition of Fit Fridays with Blessed Body Training. And Johnny, first off, welcome to the show, my man. And I probably know you're a hip-hop head. You probably feel like I do. It should have went to either Pusha T, Mac Miller, or Nipsey for Album of the Year. But congrats to Cardi. Welcome to the show, my man. How you doing?
What's up, Al? I'm doing pretty good. And, I would have went with the Nipsey Hussle for sure. Nipsey's my man. That's why I got him as my intro, but Cardi did good too, so I mean I'm not mad at it.
Nipsey's album, I underestimated it. That album from Nipsey is amazing. It really is, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. Really motivating. That's why I like hustle and motivate. That's my theme right there.
I love it, man. All right, let's dive right into it, because again, you give us a tip every week that we can use in the gym and in the kitchen, because you can't have one without the other. Today, Johnny wants to talk about the key workouts to target your glutes, and when it comes to the tip that we can use in the kitchen, he's going to tell you about sweet potatoes. That sounds good. Before we get to that, Johnny, talk about three workouts to target your glutes. Go ahead, my man.
Okay, I want to focus on the three key workouts, and I'll say the best workouts for glutes. This episode of Fit Friday is dedicated to the ladies because Valentine's Day was yesterday. So, you know, most ladies want to, get a little booty pump. So,
yeah, that's true.
And some men, these workouts are good for men and women.
Okay.
I do them all, but number one, I'm going to say the hip thrust is key and critical. So the hip thrust is basically kind of like a glute bridge where you're, it's kind of self-explanatory. You're thrusting your hip up. That's the motion. But with the hip thrust, it targets the glutes more than almost any other workout because that's the sole purpose of the hip thrust. You want to, like, have your back laid on a bench and then put some kind of weight or resistance over your hips. And then basically just thrust up your hips, feet flat on the ground. And very, very good for your glutes.
And how many sets would you recommend on that, Johnny?
The typical 3 to 4 sets. I like to go four quarters in sports or whatever. I like to go four sets and maybe like 10 to 15 reps. You know, you're going to have to work your way up starting off like with a lightweighted. You can really build your way up. I've seen women hit a hip thrust over 300, over 300 pounds.
Wow.
So it's not hard to load a lot of weight on there, but you have to take it slow and get used to the motion. The range of motion first.
And you know what I see a lot of people do in the gym when it comes to that workout, Johnny, is they'll take like a workout mat that's padded, mm-hmm. and they'll put it over, you know, their lower body, and they'll put, you know, a weight or two on top of that so that you don't have that weight directly on your body. That's just uncomfortable. And then they'll do the workout right. that way as well, right?
Exactly. See, Al, I see you've been in the gym too, man.
Hey,
you
I live there.
You, I forgot all about that. Yeah, you definitely want to put a mat or like a yoga mat or some kind of padding over the bar or weights or whatever you use, so it isn't too uncomfortable, you know?
Definitely.
So number two is the Bulgarian split squat. And I like to call them split lunges because it's more of a lunge motion. So the Bulgarian split squat is essentially a lunge, but you kick your leg back and put it on some kind of platform. Kind of a bench is perfect. It's a perfect height for it. And then you basically squat down. You have to do one leg at a time with this. And this focuses on your quads, hams, and glutes, especially glutes, but also on your quads and hamstrings.
Awesome.
And the last is the wide or sumo squat. This is great. Focus on your glutes and also your hip abductors. So these are three key workouts. And everyone asks me, how do I get a bigger booty or how do I target my glutes? And you can't skip out on any of these workouts if you really want to see progress and gains. There's so many more, but these are, I think, the best three.
Gotcha.
Focus solely on glutes.
Okay. All right. And now to your healthy dish of the week. You want to talk about sweet potatoes, Johnny?
Oh, yeah. Sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are delicious, as we all know. I actually wasn't a fan of sweet potatoes until recently, believe it or not. But my taste buds changed, and I've grown to like them. Sweet potatoes are great. It has the antioxidant beta carotene, which is basically vitamin A. Good for vision. It has a high amount of vitamin C and potassium, protein, fiber, low in fat. So it's just overall really, really good for you. And I just wanted to highlight a few different ways to prepare or cook the yams, sweet potatoes, which you can, you know, bake it like a regular potato and add whatever you want to add to it. But there's also diced. Which is my favorite personally. I like to dice them, put a little olive oil and salt on them, and throw them in the oven for a while. And they come out nice and crunchy and on the outside, but soft on the inside. Perfect.
Mm.
Or you could always make fries, sweet potato fries. That's really trendy now. I've been seeing that a lot, especially in restaurants.
You just made me hungry, Johnny. I am so hungry listening to you talk about sweet potatoes right now. I may have to go pick some up later, man.
Oh, yeah. It's a good investment to your body. Great for muscle recovery. Great for, you know, growing muscles. Got the protein. Grow your booty.
I love that, man. I didn't know that they're good for your vision. I am like, anybody who knows me, you know me, Johnny. I am like Stevie Wonder without my contact lenses. I've been wearing glasses since I was in, you know, kindergarten. I should have been eating a lot of sweet potatoes, I guess, right?
Yeah, it's better for you when you're younger, but you
right.
know, has that vitamin A, which is, you know, proven to increase vision. So that's a big major benefit for sweet potatoes. So, and like I said, they're just delicious. So it's not like eating like broccoli or something that's a little bit more bland. They're really good, you know?
They are really, yeah. really good.
Like. Yeah, so make sure you add those sweet potatoes, and they're really good for meal prep. And I see a lot of people who meal prep dice up the sweet potatoes and add that to their meal prep containers as well. So I actually just made a meal prep YouTube video that I'm going to be releasing soon, too, so stay tuned for that.
That's awesome. So, again, that's a great segue to close out. Johnny, how can people follow everything that you do? I know you're on Twitter, you're on Instagram, and you know, you're starting back up your YouTube page. Let us know how can people watch your work and learn from you, man.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, the biggest platform is Instagram, blessed_body. But my YouTube, I'm going to be making a lot more YouTube videos in 2019, and that's Blessed Body Training.
Awesome.
Twitter, blessed_body_. I'm trying to get back into the Twitter game. It's been a little while. But Instagram and YouTube are going to be my biggest platforms right now.
All right. So, love
definitely
it.
Definitely follow, subscribe.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And I'm looking forward to that that next video on YouTube, my man. All right, the one, the only, Johnny Lewis, founder of Blessed Body Training. That was another edition of Fit Fridays. Thank you so much, Johnny.
Thank you, Al. Stay blessed, man.
Always stay blessed. Okay, to close out the hour now, just a quick edition of Reflection Friday in the week that was here on Current Sports. Those who listened to the Thursday edition of the show, and if you didn't, you can catch any episode of Current Sports. Just listen to the podcast version, which we post after each and every episode is aired at WKAR.org. You heard my argument as to why I believe the Big Ten Conference in men's basketball is overrated. Connor, you do not believe that the Big Ten Conference is overrated, so I'll give you a chance here as we close out the show, just to make your point, if you will.
Okay, so the thing that I have problems with, the whole, like, what's the top conference, because I don't think it's like a solid one-time thing. I feel like it's very static and changes year to year. And for me, when I think of good conference, I think of, not only do you have like the top teams being some of the best in the nation, but I also think that your middle tier teams have the ability to not only compete with your top tier teams but also upset them. And this year in the Big Ten, we have seen that the middle tier teams have really stepped up and be able to hang with these a much tougher competition at the top, and also hang with like top competition from other conferences. That's why I think that at least for this year, the Big Ten is number one in college basketball. That being said, ACC has Duke and Virginia. Yes, they are two of the best in the business. But when I look at that entire conference, I don't see the same kind of thing of middle tier teams being able to compete with those two juggernauts and actually able to hang with them and even upset them.
Okay, who you got Sunday? Michigan State push it to three straight or no?
Yeah, I think they beat Ohio State.
I think Michigan State beats Ohio State by 15 points on Sunday. I'm going to go 15 points. I think it's going to be a blowout. Watch me eat those words on Monday. Don't listen to Al Martin.
Points.
I have been so wrong this year about this Michigan State team. Sometimes I've been right, but I think
you nearly jinxed us for a couple games there, Al.
I think Ohio State, man, is just, they're not a great team. They're just not. They lost to Illinois. Well, Michigan State lost to Illinois too. So I'm just, and Illinois isn't a great team. It's college basketball. It's craziness. You just never know what's going to happen. We'll have a recap of Ohio State and Michigan State on Monday. Until then, folks, please. Have a beautiful weekend. We'll see you next week. And as always, be easy, people.